Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Mike and Keith. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us today. Good job there, the city crews and everybody else getting all the junk out last week. That wasn't much fun to deal with. A little bit easier here to deal with today, as we have to be always aware of the weather this time of year. But the crews did a wonderful job, so pass that along to them. And what else is happening? You guys got about 1,000 things going on at the council, Keith. Where should we start today?
Well, Jim, let's start. We got some public hearings coming up. And the question I asked earlier was, are these hearings in reaction to
You're talking
to
about the transportation hearing?
Yeah. Is this in reaction to a plan that's already out there, or is this to get ideas to go into a plan to be developed? It's a question I had.
Well, I believe it's to garner information and ideas and community input for future plan considerations. As you know, we just completed the comprehensive plan.
Right.
And we're next going to move into the UDO, Unified Development Ordinance. And there will be several elements there, one of which are transportation needs. There'll be some parking concerns, that sort of thing. So, yes, and obviously we'll have some charades or public hearings along with the hospital property, but that's some time on into the future. But, yeah, we got several of them coming in. I think we value community members' input.
And obviously one of those was last night. There'll be one coming up on Thursday as well. So this is a subset or a, I don't know if that's the right word, of a plan that's already in. Now we're going to, we have the greater idea, and now we're going to refine parts of it. Is that probably a way to look at it?
Well, I think it's more of a review, and I think periodically, it don't really matter if it's districts or plans or that sort of thing. I think periodic reviews are always in order. There was talk for a while of changing some one-way streets to two-way streets and that sort of thing. But it was just talk. It wasn't anything official. But those are the type of things that we'd like to flesh out. Again, get community input. Include bicyclists, non-vehicular modes of transportation. What are we going to do with public transportation? How can we enhance that? It's a lot of input that we're seeking.
Jim, one of the things I heard that has been discussed a lot is an east-west route, thoroughfare, whatever you want to call it, because there's really no good way to get from the east side to the west side or vice versa.
That's very true. I think, and actually there are several, there's obviously the country club
right.
road that goes out there, and it'll be completed, so that'll help. Obviously with some bridge redoing and some new development, 2nd Street and 3rd Street, which serve those purposes, are really pretty, let's just face it, they're just cluttered, and particularly during rush hours. We have the Vernal Pike extension, the east-west corridor or thoroughfare, that's been completed. So I think that'll help. Obviously, there's 45, 46 bypass. And then there's going to be new considerations, as I understand it, as we develop the new hospital in the bypass that's going along 13th Street. There's negotiations and discussions going on, but there will be an extension of another. So, yeah, those are always concerns, and particularly the east-west thoroughfare, particularly with development, and I'd say specifically more on the west side. So folks getting from east to west and west to east to work, to eat, to shop, those are concerns.
And trying to figure out how this all works in the pieces that can move, are you looking for ideas, or are you showing the public what you have in mind? Is that where this is?
Well, I think we're looking for ideas. I think a lot of that comes through the transportation plan, the Transportation Commission. It comes through the Pedestrian and Bicycle Commission. Comes through a couple of other commissions that actually work and then advise the City Council or do reports on some of the information that they've come up with. We work with Lou May with the City Transit, Bloomington Transit, and try to figure out different ways that we can improve that system with his help and the connection with the IU bus system. So, I think that's a a good description that we have some ideas, but it's always better to gain the input from those that it's going to affect, which is our constituents.
Jim, one of the things, we have a conversation with Mick Renneisen on Thursdays, and one of the things he talked about was how long it's been since the last time we revisited the kind of codes that we have and some of those things, and that these need to be looked at a lot more frequently than they have been. Where are you in all of that?
I would agree with him. I think in particular with some of our housing needs and some of our zoning, I think we need to relook at those. Actually more frequently, but relook at them. Maybe we need to rezone some things and look at some of our corridors that are more zoned for small business and that sort of thing, and look at rezoning because Bloomington has a pretty serious housing need, a pretty serious need for affordable housing, workforce housing, young professional housing. And our population is growing yearly. I think you both know that. Those are things that I think we need to revisit much more frequently so we can kind of stay ahead of not so much issues, but planning and development.
Well, and the fact, by the way, we're talking with Jim Sims, a member of the Bloomington City Council. And Jim, as we talk about all of this stuff, how do we get to a situation where we've gone this long without taking a hard look at this?
Well, good question, Keith. I think there have been hard looks taken, but now we have a different administration, and again, I'm not really, really aware of what's happened in the past as far as their priorities, but I do know there's been discussion, but I think now with our growth, with some of the developments that we'd like to see, some of the employment opportunities that we'd like to see, I think it's just a proper time to revisit everything that we have and just try to make things much better as best as we can and the community sees fit.
And Jim, when we move forward in this, are these plans, how you talk about having review in getting more input into them, is that something that's yearly? Is it every 5 years? What do you think the best idea is? Because Bloomington changes, it seems like, There's not a book we can follow and say, well, in 4 years we're going to be this many people, or the university is going to bring in this, or the data or the tech park's going to open, or the hospital reuse. How do you balance when you do all this stuff?
Well, a lot of that information we have advanced knowledge of. We have a pretty good idea, for an example, that next year's IU's freshman class is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about 8,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little less, but we have that idea. We know we have 2 years to work on the hospital site downtown. So if you have advanced knowledge, then I think that's best. I don't think there's a preset plan to do it every 2 years, every 5 years. We tend to say we need to do it more frequently, but Bloomington has many boards and commissions and folks that are close to being experts that seek information and talk to consultants and bring plans to the city council and present reports to us. And that keeps us abreast of kind of what's going on. So it's more of a city effort, a community effort, as opposed to just a city council or mayoral administration effort. I think it's a total effort.
Jim, you work for Indiana University, and you just mentioned the projections. There was just a story in the papers that Bloomington IU is growing, and the rest of the IU system is not growing. And, it doesn't look like there's any limit on how much growth there can be. And if you drive around some of the places where you don't expect to see big new buildings, there's some beautiful new facilities being built in and around IU, Woodlawn, and places like that. IU growth is fantastic. And now, there was a lot of doom and gloom about the hospital being out on the bypass and things and what it was going to do to traffic. Are you kind of at ease with the location and what's going on out there and how this is all growing? And then the announcement that, what is it, they're adding a school of dentistry to the IU campus at the new facility. There's stuff that they're talking about that they hadn't even mentioned before that could be a part of all of this growth.
That's true. And any unease that I may feel personally, I think is inconsequential to the benefits, I do believe, that's going to come from the teaching aspect of the hospital, from the community care, from IU's participation, from the land that, we're able to use out there. I think I, like everyone else, have concerns of how are we going to get across the bypass in emergency situations to get to the hospital and to those facilities. And I do know those plans are in the works. I do not have an answer for you, and I don't think anyone does at this point, but we're continually working for that. As far as buildings, I think building new buildings, and particularly in campus and the city, I think that there is a limit. We don't know what that limit is, but I think that there is a limit. But many of the buildings, and particularly on campus, I feel is more of a catch-up mode. I think a lot of the things, and particularly with new President McRobbie, there's a different vision. And I think many of the facilities that are being built now are, A, either catching up with some needs that we've all that we've had for a while, or to incorporate some new direction for the university, some of our international studies. Obviously, IT has been big with President McRobbie and some of those facilities. The School of Nursing, School of Nursing, Public Health, some of these new initiatives. I'm pretty happy with where it's going, but I think it has to be smart partnership and working with each other and working toward that development so that we're compatible. And I will say, I felt over the last several years that the town-gown divide has been severely diminished. I think there's much more communication, compatibility with the city officials and the Indiana University officials. And I think that's bearing itself out, you know, with the hospital, with the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation, you know, with things like that.
And Jim, what is the council schedule? When do you guys, do you get together? Are you getting together? What is the, I always forget, is it Wednesday night? Is that usually,
tomorrow night.
Usually the meeting night?
Well, actually it is, but I believe our next meeting will be February the 7th.
Okay.
We had a little recess since we finished up the comp plan a little bit. We give ourselves enough time so we didn't have to rush through, but we got done a meeting or two earlier. So we're on a little slight hiatus until the 7th. But the council actually will reconvene on Friday the 3rd with a work session down at City Council Conference Room. So, yeah, that's our plan, and then we'll look at some things and then start looking toward the UDO, which I think is going to be a long, exhaustive process, but I think sorely needed to update the 2002, I believe, is growth GPP.
Yeah, we've had a little growth in those years in between there. Well, great. Can we check in then after that council meeting on the 7th and see where everybody's at?
Yeah, most definitely. I look forward to it.
Outstanding. We appreciate your time as always, Jim, and keeping all these ordinances and plans and planning ordinances and everything. As long as you have money to pay for all these studies and everybody putting this on, I'm okay with this.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I think if you listen to me, one of my things is being fiscally responsible. I sit on other committees, and we've got projects. We need to do repairs at the water treatment plants. And one of my questions is how does this affect the approved 2018 budget? And I think that's one of the most important responsibilities that I have, to make sure we're just prudent with the taxpayers' money.
I like the sound of that. Very good. Now, you make sure you talk everybody else into that as well. So we're being responsible. Great job as always, Jim. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
Jim Sims.
Great day.
Yeah, we will. We promise. No snow. We'll be fine.
Jim, if we do, we got a street department. I'll take care.
Well, we're going to give them the week off. They worked too hard the last few days here, so we'll give them a break, and we'll give you a break from us as well. You probably need that after the last 15 minutes. Good stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Have a good day.